We're at the Iowa Farm Bureau Economic Summit in Ames, an annual event here, and we're going to talk with President of Iowa Farm Bureau, Craig Hill. Craig, let's talk about, what's top of mind as far as your organization is concerned, maybe both short-term and maybe a little longer-term. And I know short-term, this EPA Waters of the U.S. rule is garnering a lot of attention.
Well, it is. And our goal here today and tomorrow is to help discover and find those drivers of change, drivers of economic change. And we've witnessed the bioeconomy the last several years, seven or so years, that this has had a dramatic influence on land values and the way we farm and so on. It's enhanced our balance sheets. But this is old news. We are no longer going to be driven by the bioeconomy. It's going to be a demand feature that we need and need to maintain, but it's not going to be a driver. So what are the drivers of change? And we look at the regulatory environment. We look at uncertainty around regulations. Some of the things that Washington's doing in their agencies, maybe not through Congress, not through rulemaking, not through the normal process, but all of a sudden there appear new changes by an agency that take jurisdiction, like EPA is attempting to grab new jurisdiction that they've not had before, and even go so far as to say in their writing that they're bringing clarity to the confusion that was created by the U.S. Supreme Court, because the U.S. Supreme Court has pushed back EPA on many occasions. So we have this regulatory environment to be concerned about. How do we be profitable and be productive through that change? We look at China. China is amazing as far as their economy. It's growing at a very rapid rate. It's been averaging 7 or 8% GDP growth the last few years, and before that, 13%. It trumped Japan to become the second largest economy in the world last year, and it will trump the U.S. in the next 20 years or so by the projections and the momentum they have. So the influence of China is going to be dramatic. The need that they have, the growing incomes that they have, the demand and the scarcity of resources is going to shape things going forward. We have a new farm bill. That is a little bit of a known commodity, but yet we've not implemented the farm bill. So looking forward, when will farmers go in and sign up? What tools will they have to be able to evaluate the commodity title and the farm programs? There's lots of decisions to be made, and USDA is about 20% of the way through discovering what these new decisions should look like. So we got a ways to go there, but by next year, hopefully, farmers will be signed up and know the rules of the game in farm programs. Looking at the future, like with Tom Fry, who we just heard from, the Da Vinci group, and what amazing new technologies are on the horizon for us, and how will they influence agriculture? You know, data is something that we're having a conversation about. Who owns data? Who controls? What's the security, the privacy issues? Can you get your data back? Who makes decisions with the data? Who controls the data? Who benefits financially from the data? And this is business data that we have on farms. And so we're going to contend with that tomorrow and have that discussion. But we just have so much to talk about. Agriculture is so dynamic today. Things are happening at a very rapid pace. And we need to keep abreast, to keep in front of the curve to be successful.
We've had, what you'd call a tremendous period in agriculture the past few years. Some very good profitability. It's allowed farmers to do some things to become more efficient in their operations. Now we see a shift coming here. And what do you see coming down the road here? Is this going to be a short-term thing? Where are we at?
Well, Ken, you know, I farmed full-time since 1977. I'm well aware of the cycles. And we have cycles in agriculture. We don't persist with the abundant profits that we've had, like we've had the last few years. Now, livestock's doing tremendously well, cattle and hogs. Some challenges with PEDV stimulated a lot of this, but we will have cycles in the future. And so as long as farmers prepare their balance sheet, understand that cash flow is a king, and you need to capture those margins when they appear, we don't take on too much debt, we're going to be okay. We're sitting in a pretty good place today. But we want farmers to understand that these cycles have not gone away. And in agriculture, they can be pretty violent. So think about that and how you prepare yourself for those bottoms. And they may persist for years. We've seen it before. We don't have the farm programs that we once relied upon in commodity agriculture. Those are not going to be there in the way they were before. Crop insurance is of course, very useful and the dominant feature of federal farm policy. But if you have a spring price that's very low and your revenue is guaranteed to be low and unprofitable, you're going to be unprofitable.